Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Mehta with the evening news. Thursday headlines. Center extends ceasefire agreements with NSCNK Nikki faction for another year till 7 September 2026. Nagaland's Health Department signs MOU with C Camp to boost public health system. Dimapur tagged as non-attainment city, pollution levels rise 35% between 2020 and 2024. And counting of votes for vice presidential election underway. And now the news in detail. Government of India and the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, NSCNK Nikki faction, have agreed to extend their ceasefire agreement for another year effective from September 8, 2025 to September 7, 2026. According to the agreement, the extension aims to facilitate lasting peace in Nagaland with the active involvement of the Naga people. The ceasefire will remain subject to adherence to the mutually agreed ceasefire ground rules, which may be reviewed and amended with the participation of both parties. The agreement was formally signed in New Delhi today by Joint Secretary to the Government of India, Ministry of Home Affairs Prashant Lokande, Supervisor Ceasefire Supervisory Board CFSB, NSCNK Nikki Abel Zingru Tuer, and the Secretary CFSB, NSCNK Nikki Ameka Achumi. Nagaland's Department of Health and Family Welfare has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Center for Cellular and Molecular Platforms, C-CAMP, to enhance the state's public health system through innovative, indigenous health technologies. The partnership was unveiled today by Commissioner and Secretary, Health and Family Welfare, Anup Khinchi, and the C-CAMP Director and CEO, Dr. Taslim Arif Syed. More from a correspondent.
Through the MOU, C-CAMP and the government of Nagaland will work together to introduce innovative health technologies to address state-specific health challenges, strengthen healthcare infrastructure, and enhance clinical capacity in priority areas. It will also foster stronger linkages between innovators, clinicians, and health workers to ensure effective adoption of these technologies for better health outcomes. The immediate next steps under this MOU will include identifying and deploying cutting-edge indigenous health technologies in maternal and child health, non-communicable diseases, and other critical public health areas relevant to Nagaland. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
C-CAMP has previously supported Nagaland's public health during the COVID-19 pandemic by setting up oxygen-supported facilities in Dimapur and Mogokchung. Building on this, the new partnership aims to ensure equitable access to quality healthcare for all citizens and create a resilient and inclusive health system in Nagaland. Dimapur has been categorized as a non-attainment city by the Central Pollution Control Board, with pollution levels rising by 35% between 2020 and 2024. This was informed by Nodal Officer, National Clean Air Program, NCAP, Nagaland Pollution Control Board, NPCB, Yanatang Kitan, during a talk show on air quality in Dimapur today. The talk was conducted under the NCAP to mark the International Day of Clean Air for Blue Sky. He said NCAP is targeting a 40% reduction in air pollution by 2026 and called for collective efforts from all sections of the society. The event gathered policymakers, youth, and media to discuss air quality issues. Meanwhile, Kohima District Administration also held a public engagement event under NCAP 2024-25 at Don Bosco College. Highlighting the importance of clean air, Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok Buchem urge students to lead citizen participation in combating air pollution. The counting of votes for the vice presidential election is underway at New Parliament Building. The voting for the election was held between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. The fight for the vice presidential election is between NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and India Bloc nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. Members of both houses of parliament cast their votes to elect the next vice president of India. The polling concluded with over 98% of votes being cast in the election, as 12 MPs out of 781 did not vote. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the Evening News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd September approved rates rationalization with a focus on common man. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for the cosmetics sector. Our correspondent reports that the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month.
The GST on several cosmetics products has been brought down from 18% to 5%, making essential products such as hair oil, shampoo, shaving cream, shaving lotions, toothpaste, talcum powder and face powder cheaper. The council has also lowered the rate of tooth powder from 12% to 5%. These changes are expected to make cosmetics more accessible and affordable for people. The move will also give a strong push to India's cosmetics sector and provide meaningful relief to households, particularly for lower and middle-income families. Moa, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Nagaland Home Guard Service Association, NHGSA, held its 15th General Session today in Toluvi, Dimapur. Addressing the event, Commandant General, Home Guards, Civil Defense and SDRF, Autem Sir, lauded the achievements of the association over the years and encouraged members to build on its proud legacy despite facing challenges. Mr. Autem Sir emphasized the vital role of the association as a platform that ensures members' concerns are heard and addressed. The session saw the election of a new team of office bearers led by District Commandant Kohima Wopentangkikon as new president. The 15th General Session reaffirmed NHGSA's commitment to excellence and its principle of selfless service to the community. Along with the rest of the nation, Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, will observe the third quarterly National Lok Adalat for 2025 in all district headquarters on 13th of this month. As part of the initiative, NSLSA said 11 Lok Adalat benches will be set up by the district legal services authorities. The Lok Adalats will take up pre-litigation and pending civil and criminal cases tied to motor accident claims, family disputes, land acquisition, pension, rent, electricity and water bills, among others. According to NSLSA, the second quarter National Lok Adalat held on 10th May disposed of 219 cases with a settlement amount of more than 2 crore rupees. For more information, individuals can approach the respective DLSAs or the NSLSA office located at DC Office Compound Kohima or dial toll-free helpline numbers 15100 or 911-800-345-3883. The second edition of the Inter Khelo India Center Under 15 Badminton Tournament commenced today in Fitzero. Addressing the opening ceremony, MLA Dr. Nisa Tuomero encouraged young players to embrace three key virtues of hard work, consistency, and discipline. He further urged the players to uphold self-discipline to not only excel in sports but also in life. Dr. Mero also acknowledged the Department of Youth Resources and Sports for its continued support and effort in promoting and nurturing young talent. Athletes from PEG, Newland, Woka, Mogokchung, Zinheboto, Athibong Peren, Mon, Kipire, and Longland districts are participating in the tournament. The two-day event will culminate tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rain with thunderstorms to continue in Nagaland and the other northeastern states till Thursday. Heavy rainfall is also expected in isolated locations during this period. The department said heavy to very heavy rains are likely in Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya and Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura from September 12 to 15. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Center extends a ceasefire agreement with NSCNK Nikki faction for another year till 7 September 2026. Nagaland's Health Department signs MOU with C-Camp to boost public health system. Dimapur tagged as non-attainment city, pollution levels rise 35% between 2020 and 2024. And counting of votes for vice presidential election underway. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.